here to take further requests, the head coach of our men's national soccer team, Stephen Hart, down in Panama. Mr. Hart, how you doing?
Not too bad, thank you.
We made the request of Dero. I'm just going to make it to you as well. Let's get at least a point tomorrow night. Can you do that for us as well, sir?
I'll let the players do it for you. How about that?
Well, Dero definitely stepped up to the plate. And has that something that you guys have ever worked on, the quick free kick from in that close, or is that just something ad-lib by two good players?
No, we've done that maybe three or four times now. It's something you always remind players of, to keep their wits about them and take advantage of any opportunity within the rules, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Hart, head coach of Canada's men's soccer team. He is in Panama getting ready for a huge World Cup qualifier against Panama tomorrow night. Broadcast starts 8:30 on Sportsnet 1. Stephen, you have some situations roster-wise here. I know Olivier Osien has returned to his club side. Will Johnson will not play tomorrow due to yellow card suspension. What does this force your hand into doing? What changes should we expect tomorrow night?
I think we have good replacements in the squad. Of course, we anticipate anything that can happen, and you try to pick as balanced squad as possible. So, it's unfortunate that those two, they've been a big part of us, cannot play, but we'll be okay.
Does that alter at all what you try and do with Dwayne De Rosario? Because we know he's a versatile player, and Olivier had been up front in that spot. Do you think about moving Dero up front?
There's always that possibility, yes.
And we'll see what he ends up doing tomorrow night on the line with Stephen Hart, head coach of Canada's men's soccer team. Coach Hart, you have this men's program in a position that they haven't been in a while. First in the second last qualifying group after three games, and a point tomorrow night would not at all be disastrous to your cause. Is the trick on your end now to manage this enthusiasm, to make sure that your guys stay grounded enough and they know that there is still a very long road to hoe ahead?
I think the players are well aware of that. I mean, it's an experienced group of players. They have their feet on the ground. Yes, we remind them that they've achieved nothing. They've just won a game. And I think they're all 100% aware of the situation.
That being said, after that game, there was an explosion from your team. There was a celebratory moment, and both Sid and I were standing in the South fans among the Voyageurs as the boys came down and celebrated those great fans in that corner. What was said after the game to the boys, and the ability to celebrate for a moment, but know that you're back on the pitch in less than a week?
Yeah, I mean, one, I think it was an appreciation for all those who came out and supported us. It's not something that we're accustomed to. So that was fantastic. And they wanted to give their thanks for that. And the second thing was, as soon as we got into the dressing room, it was all business. As a matter of fact, before I even got in there, the players were reminding each other that really and truly they have done nothing.
Mm. Who was the most vocal guy or guys in the room before you even started to speak? Who was talking the most?
Well, I came in kind of late, but I couldn't guess. It's McKenna, Dwayne, Julian, the usual, the players who've been through it all before.
On the line with Stephen Hart, head coach of Canada's men's national soccer team. They have a huge 2014 World Cup qualifier tomorrow night in Panama. You can catch it starting at 8:30 on Sportsnet 1. Tim mentioned, Coach Hart, the crowd and what it was like there Friday night at BMO Field. And I feel like there's two storylines with your club. One is on the field and how you do and where you can pick up the points. And there's another storyline with how this team's being received, and the buzz that's starting to creep up into the Toronto sports scene and the Canadian sports scene. And talking to a few people leaving Friday night, they told me they hadn't heard the South Stands that loud in a very long time for a Canada game and BMO as a whole. Do you sense there is a shift in how people are viewing your side and this cause in the city?
Well, I would say yes, and I mean, if we continue to get results, it's only going to grow. There's always been a sort of apathy in the past, but that has been changing for a little while now. We have a sort of new generation of fans, and they understand how important they are to the success of Canada. And that's a very pleasant thing to witness.
Speaking of the fans, we heard through the grapevine that there's an interesting hotel accommodations for this team. Is it true that the Panamanians have given you a gracious hosts and have kept you up a little bit at night? Is this true?
Yeah, it's a Panamanian lullaby.
They're singing to you at night?
That's correct.
Honestly, Coach, how much sleep did you get last night?
Oh, I'm fine. I've got kids at home, so I'm accustomed to it.
Awesome. Great stuff.
Yeah, fantastic stuff, Coach. We appreciate the time. I know this is a busy period for you. Best of luck to you and the boys, and we'll be watching Coast to Coast tomorrow. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
There is the head coach of Canada's men's national team, Stephen Hart, live on the line from Panama.